everyone. Welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
How's everybody doing? You doing good? All right. We're going to go fast. Everybody who's listening right now, welcome to Leadership at New Heart Church. We're so glad that you are listening right now. We're so glad that you're here. I want to read this scripture and then we'll talk about it. Romans chapter 2, verse 21 says, "Well then, if you teach others, why don't you teach yourself?" Ouch. Yeah, there he's coming in hot. "You tell others not to steal, but do you steal? You say it's wrong to commit adultery, but do you commit adultery? You condemn idolatry, but do you use items stolen from pagan temples? You are so proud of knowing the law, but you dishonor God by breaking it. No wonder the scripture says the Gentiles blaspheme the name of God because of you." So that's not like super huggy kind of scripture. But the idea there is Paul is talking to a Jewish community who is a little too full of themselves. And so, and also even more than full of themselves, he's talking to a Jewish community that has a view that there is nothing that they don't know about God, and they are the absolute owners of what God is doing in the world. And if people are going to come to God, it is actually going to be through the Jews to God. And so Paul was trying to dismantle an elitism that was very prevalent in the Jewish community. He was trying to dismantle that and say we're all on equal playing field here. And we all need God the same. But he's pinpointing something that in leadership is very very central, very not, I don't want to say basic because a lot of people miss it, but I would say it is foundational. And the idea is something that we talk about a lot in our church. We call it introspective leadership. And the idea there is that if you're going to lead anything, you first need to lead yourself. That's the idea. And so with that being said, maybe some of you have heard this before, that you don't reproduce what you know, you reproduce who you are. That should be not scary, but it should give you very good pause to first wanting to grab any kind of leadership quickly. Second, when we lead anything, now again, we talk about leadership all the time as being influence. And so what that means is that you have leadership opportunities at every point in your family, with your marriage, at your job. But I'll say this, if you cannot lead yourself, or you try to shortchange leading yourself and then try to lead others, you what happens is you run into what Paul is talking about. You say, don't steal, but you steal. You say, and then he ends it with, this is why the Gentiles blaspheme God. It's because of you. So, you know, you can take this and you start, oh, man, this is pretty heavy. But in leadership, again, we don't lead people by what we say. We lead people by who we are. And so it is imperative that you're able to look at yourself and say, what things in my life can I do better? Because a lot of times in leaders, with leaders, it is very easy to be frustrated with the people that you're leading. This is why parents get frustrated. Why aren't my kids doing what I say? This is why bosses get frustrated. Why is my team doing this and this and this? This is why teachers are like, I can't wait for summer. Because I have consistently, because that is a frustration in leadership. But one of the best things you can do as a leader is when you feel that frustration, you need to be able to have this moment where you can say, okay, is there something in me that needs to change first? Because it is not just information, it's impartation. You're imparting something. You're not just trying to get information across. And when you impart something, what happens is you are actually giving of yourself. You're not just giving of an idea. That is why Paul went back to this community and said, listen, they're following example. See, people, when you're a leader, people learn so much more with their eyes than their ears. Why aren't they doing this? Well, are they seeing you do it? Because you cannot reproduce what you say. You reproduce who you are. And so that should give us pause. Okay, what stuff do I need to change? And when you start looking, when you look at that and say, okay, I got to get introspective, we say this often at church. We say we never get to say, well, they don't do this. You know, like you say, well, our people won't come, they won't come on time to church, or our people won't serve, or you could get this in your family. My kids will never do this. They will never eat this. And then you put them in front of somebody else, and they eat that thing. And you're like, I'm going to lose it right now. I'm going to lose every. And the idea here is, okay, why is that a change? What is going on? A lot of times it has way more to do with the leader than the person. And so a better way to say, instead of blaming the people for not doing certain things, a better thing to say so you can have more responsibility in the issue is to say, we haven't led them there yet. We haven't led them there yet. And, you know, this is why the reason that people don't like to say that is because it gives them more responsibility in leadership. They would much rather put the responsibility and onus on somebody else. But that's not what a leader does. A good leader takes more responsibility, personal responsibility, and says, okay, what can I do to get better? And so when you start doing this, what you're starting to cultivate is more self-awareness. But there's a difference between being self-aware and self-focused. If you're so self-focused, then you start, you're more able to coddle yourself instead of challenge yourself. Because when you're self-aware, you're like, oh, I see some things that I can get better at. Now, when we talk about this, I want to say this too. Sometimes when you talk about this and say, okay, how can you get better? Some people who have an unhealthy view of this immediately go too far down the rabbit hole and start guilting themselves over how bad they are and start letting a pity and guilt fill their life. Oh, I guess, well, I look at the team, they just can't do it. Well, I guess I'm just terrible and I just can't do anything right. And I just want to let you know right then, that right there is a self-defense mechanism that people do so that they won't be challenged to get better. So they will run down the guilt, pity hole so far that it will try to shield anybody or anything from helping them get better. They'll start making themselves, oh, I'm just the worst. I can't do anything right. I can't do this. I just can't do any. And in that mode, you're not able to actually see clearly what things you can do better and what things are somebody else's responsibility. Because there is a difference between condemnation and conviction. So condemnation will say the thing you did isn't bad, you're bad. And doesn't leave you an avenue of getting better. That's condemnation. Conviction says the thing that is done is bad. You are not intrinsically bad. And then gives you a way to get better. And you have a conviction to be like, oh, I want to get better. Condemnation only leaves you in this state and says you're going to be like this forever and ever and ever and ever. And so it doesn't allow you to have that mode where you can just say, I'm going to get better. I'm not going to be frustrated by all the people that I'm leading. Because this is how leaders burn out. They are constantly frustrated at people not meeting the bar. And the truth is that, yes, that is frustrating. Yes, people sometimes don't do the things that you ask them to do. But there is always room for improvement, and usually a lot of the room for improvement is personal for you as a leader. And so instead of working so hard at trying to change other people, work and give all that energy to yourself to get better. As you get better, you will be surprised at how your team or the people you lead start getting better with you. Why? Because you don't reproduce what you know, you reproduce who you are. And so instead of trying to throw all your energy at controlling somebody, throw all your energy on things that you absolutely are responsible for, which is you. And so this is the thing that I have to change. I have to change myself. I constantly need to change myself. And the fight that you will fight over and over and over again, what about them? What about them? This is an age-old thing with God. Like there's so many times when God will come to somebody in the scripture and say, I want you to change. And immediately that person says, yeah, but what about those people? This is the same thing with Adam and Eve. Like when God comes to Adam and says, oh, you did this wrong. The woman told me to. Right? You know, this is a thing that is a broken thing in our lives that we constantly have to look at, is where we want to completely always shift responsibility and blame. And always we want, don't look at me. Don't try to fix me. Don't try to get it. Look at them. They are terrible. And let's fix them. And once they're but remember what Paul was saying. He's like, you want people to stop stealing, you stop stealing. Because all of these people are not being changed because of you. So the last thing I want to talk about, this idea that goes along with introspection and leadership like this, is the mirror and window principle, which I've talked about in different areas. When you have the right introspective leadership, what happens in this moment is that you are able to rightly judge how to look at the team and the people that you're leading, or whoever was a family, or you know, your job, or whatever. A lot of people get the mirror and the window principle wrong. So when things go wrong, when you're unhealthy, when things go wrong, and you're leading in an unhealthy way, when things go wrong, what happens is you look out the window and you point to everybody else who's doing wrong things. This is unhealthy leadership. You look out the window and you're like, they did it wrong. They screwed up. Man, they messed up over here. They're the wrong ones over here. Da 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 da. and you never use the mirror. Because healthy leadership, when things go wrong, you use the mirror. And you look at yourself first. And you say, okay, I should have not said that like that. I should have been more specific with my leadership there. I should have watched how I did those things. And you're able to use the mirror to see, here's the things I need to change. But a lot of times we don't use the mirror. When we're unhealthy in leadership, we don't use the mirror, we use the window. When you're healthy in leadership, you switch it. So when things go right, you use the window. When things go right in leadership, you use the window, because this is a healthy way to lead. You start pointing to everybody. Oh, they did this thing right. People come to you and they're like, oh, you did so good as a leader. And you're like, no, they did good. They did good. They did good. But when you're unhealthy, that's when a lot of people use the mirror. When things go right. Oh, I did good. Man, I said it right here. 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 And it's all flipped. So you want to, as a healthy leader, you want to make sure that you use the window and the mirror correctly. So when you're a healthy leader, you use the mirror when things go wrong. Okay, how can I get better? And when you're a healthy leader, when things go right, use the window. Hey, there's my team did this, and my team did this, and my team, and they did it. And when you're a healthy leader, that's how the things work. When you're unhealthy, when things go right, use the mirror. I'm awesome. I'm the best. When things go wrong, use the window. Hey, they're wrong. I'm just telling you right now that introspective leadership helps you and moves you faster forward. And it's a lot of times it's definitely a learned muscle, because the one that we're born with is to blame everybody else. Yeah. Just so you know, that's just to remind yourself again. We are taught to blame everybody else. And so it's a learned muscle to be introspective and say, I haven't led them there yet. Because I'm going to say again, you cannot teach people by what you say or lead people by what you say. You lead people and teach people by who you are. And so this is very much God, help us get better introspectively. Let me look, not selfishly, but I'm going to look in inside, and where can I get better? And I get it. Everybody has personal responsibility. So I'm not saying that you take it the full 1,000%. And so I'll say this last thing, and then we'll be done, because I wanted to go a little faster today, but I want to say this last thing. With introspective leaders, one of the weaknesses in this, if you're not careful, is you will also steal the responsibility of somebody else, because you're scared of conflict. And you're scared of holding people to a standard. And so, because you're scared of holding somebody to a standard, you're really not looking at yourself introspectively as a leader to say, oh, this is wrong, I need to change this. But you think you are. And so what you do is, and this is unhealthy leadership, what happens is you will start looking at other people and say, oh no, it's my fault, it's my fault, it's my fault, it's my fault, it's my fault. And you think you're being introspective. But what you're really doing is just being scared of holding somebody to a standard. But you're doing it under the guise of, hey, I'm just taking personal responsibility, I'm trying to be the best, I'm trying to get better on myself. No, you're not. You're lying to yourself and saying you are. But true introspective leadership would look at yourself and say, I'm scared to have a hard conversation with somebody. And so because of that, I'm actually robbing them of being the leaders that they need to be, or being the person that they need to be, under the guise of, I just got to get better, I got to just do the thing. But you're actually stealing from somebody else the ability to be responsible for themselves. So you can see how nuanced all of this is. And the last thing I'll say is, the reason it's so nuanced is because of what the Bible says. The heart is deceitful above all things. So what that means is, we will lie to ourselves at every turn, thinking we're doing the right things and thinking we're leading the right way. And how do you get out of that? This is where you ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need your illumination here, because I could be talking myself into a right way of leading, but completely missing where I need to be as a leader. And then, and so all of a sudden, now you feel the conviction, not condemnation, but you feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I need to change. And that is introspective leadership that helps you get better as a leader. So let's pray. God, thank you for this morning. Father, I pray that you help us be the best leaders that we can be. God, help us to see things that we wouldn't normally see because of the illumination that comes from the Holy Spirit, so that we can grow the way that we need to grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.